praise God again. Just want to thank God for every single one of you. You are still coming on the line, and I praise God for you. Tonight we're going to be talking about God is in our midst, or God is with us. Or you can make it even more personal. God is with me. Praise God. And it's important to know that even in this day and time which we live, which is so much going on in the world and so much uncertainty, and you know, but when you know that God is with you, when you know he is on your side, when you know that he is in the midst of whatever is going on in your life, in the lives of others, in your household, on your, in the workplace, no matter where you are, when you got a believer that's standing in the midst and holding up the word of God in their heart and standing on that, you better know God is in the midst, or he's with us. Praise God. You know, in Hebrew 13, it says, for he has said, this is what the Lord has said. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I mean, that is awesome right there, and knowing that God, he will never leave us. You might have a friend, even a very, very close friend, but yet they, you know, there are times when he says, well, hey, I'm sorry, I just couldn't make it, I just couldn't be there. But listen, not so with God. He's always there. The Bible says he neither slumbers, neither does he sleep. But he says, I will be with you always. He says, I'll never leave you, and never will I forsake you. Another scripture says, yes, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. That's strength. That's power. That's confidence. That's reassurance. That is comforting to know we serve that kind of God. Hallelujah. Not only that, we can get in touch with him anytime, any day, anywhere. Praise God. And we begin to ask God for whatever it is that we need. And we can ask him in faith, believing without doubting. The Bible says we can have what we ask for. Amen. So I'm excited about the word of God because, see, the word don't change. You know, people change. Circumstances change. Times change. You know, all these other things change. But the word of God never changes, and neither does God change. He says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. Glory to God, that is awesome. And then Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord. God, recognize who he is. Give him the credit. Give him the praise, the glory, and honor. Lord, you are my God. You are Lord over my life. You are Lord over my family. You are Lord over when things are going good. And you are certainly Lord over when things are going bad. When I need direction and wisdom, guidance, Lord, you are Lord. Malachi says, for I am the Lord. Yes, I just said this. I change not. Therefore, he says, you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. Because, see, think about it. If God wasn't loving the way he is, if he didn't have that unconditional love, we would be consumed a long time ago. According to the scripture, says that, you know, all have sinned, all have come short of the glory of God, but yet, because of his love for us, his unconditional love, he said, because he is the Lord, and because he doesn't change, his love reaches out to us, and knowing that, God, you are forgiving God. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So therefore, we are free. We are not consumed. We are not lost. He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. Praise God. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to read here. We talk about God is with us, or God is in our midst. Let's see what the word says. And I'm reading from the NIV version, the 46th chapter of Psalm. And I'm going to read, I guess, between the first and the 11th verses. Psalms 46, 1 through 11. It says, God is our refuge, and he's our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. That means he's always there. Instantly, he's there. Hallelujah. He's already there. We don't have to send him anywhere, ask him to go anywhere. He says, listen, God, he's your refuge, he's our protector, he's our strength, and an ever-present help in trouble. Verse 2 says, therefore, because God's an ever-present help, and he's always there, and he's our refuge, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way. This is serious. And the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Oh, my. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. My Lord, he says, it doesn't make any difference. All this happens. It doesn't make any difference. The world and the earth goes into convulsions and so forth. But God is our refuge. He's our protector. He's our strength. He's our covering. Verse 4 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break. There's no failure. There's no defeat when God is there. Hallelujah. He's right there in the midst. When he's there, there's peace. When God's there, there's contentment. When God shows up, there is a calm. Sort of like when Jesus was with the disciples on the water, and when the waters were just raging, and they just thought they were going to lose their lives, the water was getting in the boat and so forth. But when God walked out and he began to say, peace, be still. The waters had to obey him. The waters had to calm down. Hallelujah. Don't you see what I'm saying tonight? Can you see what this word is saying? God is with us. God is with you. He's in the midst. I don't care what kind of trouble is going on, what type of circumstances are, who said what, when you lost your job. I'm a witness. God is there. Some years ago, I lost my job. I didn't even know when I walked into the work that Friday morning that before that day was out, I was going to be displaced. My God, but I am a witness that God is that very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. And he always stands and he gives us favor. Oh, yes, favor. I'm a witness of that. Favor will get you where your education won't get you. Favor will get you where all the money in the world won't get you. The favor of God, that's all you need. It's his favor. When you got his favor, you know he's in the midst. You know he's with you. You know he never leaves. He never forsakes. Listen, somebody needs this encouraging word tonight. Someone needs to know, yes, I might be sitting here and I might feel a little distressed. I might, you know, my body may be hurting. Look like I'm not getting well. But let me tell you what, let me tell you, God is still in the midst. He is with us. He will never leave you. Glory to God. I'm here to reassure someone, to just to bring a reminder of who God is and who we are in him. Amen? Praise God. My Lord. And then let's go down to the sixth verse. It says, nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. All God has to do is speak. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Hallelujah. Come and see what the Lord has done. Can you just think back? You don't have to think too far back. Look what the Lord has done. You don't have to think back much further than this morning or this afternoon. What has the Lord done in your life? Every one of us can testify. Every one of us can say that God is certainly good. He has brought me and delivered me and set me free. He's taken my feet out the miry clay. I don't have to slip and slide and duck and hide, but I can walk upright because God in me, the Christ in me, is the hope of glory. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. So it says, come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease. All he has to do is speak to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. So we don't have to get all uptight about what's going to happen yet, because we know what the word says. These things are going to come to pass. But the word tells us See that you don't be shaken. See that you don't get lose hope. He said, because I'm coming again, and I'm coming for those who are looking for me, those who have faith in me, those who are holding on and standing firm. Their feet are planted firm in me. He's coming from those that have on the whole armor of God, that have their self battle ready, because, hey, the battle is on. Didn't say it's going to, we're not going to heaven on a flowery bed of ease. Hey, the fight is on. The good fight of faith. How are you going to fight that fight of faith if we don't have that armor on? You got to keep it on. You got to be fully dressed. You have to watch. We got to pray and believe. Yes, he is in the midst. He is with us. But he also gave us certain commandments that we have to do and we follow. And we stand for him. And as the scripture says, and after you've done all to stand, keep right on standing. Glory to God. God is a delivering God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then in the ninth verse, he said, he makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. That's where we are today. Tonight, there are times we just need to be still. There are times when we all go through. Everybody's got a story to tell. Everybody, at some point in their life, they're going to go through trials, tribulations, tests, and all. But yet, knowing that if we can be still and just meditate. Meditate on what his word has said. And as you begin to think on his word, you begin to gain strength, because you know there's no failure in his word. His word means what it says, and it says exactly what it means. So he's saying, be still and just know that I am God. We come to crossroads in our lives. It seems like sometimes our backs are against the wall, or we can't see our way out. Finances seems to be of the problem in a lot of our lives. We don't have enough to make ends meet, but let me tell you, we do have enough, because in Christ we have all that we need. And God promised, because that's what his word says, to supply all, not some of them, all of our needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so he says here further, he says, I would be still. Don't worry about it. Just know who I am. Know I am God. Know I will be exalted among the nations. Know that I will be praised. Know I'll be exalted in the earth. Then verse 11 says, the Lord Almighty, Almighty. Not just any kind of person or little g gods, but a lot of people serve idols and different things. He says, look, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. That word fortress means that he's an army all by himself. Hallelujah. He is on behalf of whatever we need. He's our stronghold. He's our defense. Oh, yes, he is. He is our protection. Glory to God. God is with us. God is with you. In the midst of whatever it is that we're going through, God is with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You might say, well, Lord, I don't see anything. I don't see it yet. Keep waiting. Keep holding on. Keep believing. Keep expecting. That, like David says, my expectations, it comes from the Lord. So in this scripture, Psalms 46, I just read, it says God is, a very present help. That means he's a right now help. When we need him, what do you need from God? Do you need him now? When we call the Lord, I need you to come right now. Help me, Lord. Glory to God. As the scripture says, even while we are calling, before we even call, he'll say, here I am. He hears us. Hallelujah. He is in the midst. When you need immediate help, God is there. Psalms 50 and 15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble. He says, I will deliver you. Mm-hmm. And you shall glorify me. Oh, my God. I'm encouraging someone. I'm encouraged myself. Hearing that word of God, you ought to be encouraged, knowing that God is in the midst. I don't know what's going on in your life, in your house, Does it make any difference? I don't need to know. But God knows. He knows our in, before, in the very beginning, and he knows all in between. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 65 and 24, he said, "It shall come to pass that before they call," oh my goodness, "before you call," he says, "I will answer. And while they are yet speaking," while we are yet just saying, "Lord, I'm going to need you, God, I come to you in the name of Jesus," he says, "I'm going to hear it. I will hear it." Hallelujah. That means God anticipates our necessities, and he, and in love, he lays the foundation. He starts getting things ready for granting our needs and granting our requests even before we ask. What a mighty God we serve. You want to read that for yourself? Turn to it when you get a time to read it. Isaiah 65 and 24, he says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear." We're talking God is in your midst. God is with you. Hallelujah. Since God is our present help, there's no need for us to be fearful. There's no need for us to be fretful. There's no need for us to wring our hands. Even sometimes we do. We do because why? Because we just took our focus off of him. I pay attention to my own life. At times when I find myself getting upset about something, what happened? I says, okay, take a step back. What just happened? That means you weren't watching. You lost the focus for right there. Right then you were on the situation. The focus was on the problem. The focus was on the situation. But we have to keep refocusing our mind, turn it back. In other words, keep your mind stayed on him. That's how you stay in perfect peace. So therefore, when you are, your focus is on him, when you understand he's your present help, when you understand he's right there, he's never leaving, never forsaking you, then there's no need for to be fearful. The Bible says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power, and that of a sound mind." Even David was saying in the 23rd Psalm, he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil." See, fear is tormenting. Fear will cause you to hurt your own self, trying to get out the way, or whatever it is. You know, fear is not of God. Fear is of the enemy. So you know that when fear comes, just resist that and refocus in knowing who God is. Be still. As he said, "Know who I am. Know that I am in the midst." Praise God. See, the Lord is on your side. When you know the Lord is on your side, there's no need to fear. You think about it, the scripture says in Psalm 118 and 6, he says, "What can man do unto me?" You know, David's been through a whole lot. You know, it's funny, as you read through the book of Psalms, you know, it is encouraging. But there's times when the enemy was always after David. He was always running for his life, and feared that the enemy would take his life. And he would say, "Lord, you know, how long? Lord, don't let me be consumed by my enemy. Lord, turn him around. Turn him around for a shame, to be shameful before you." But yet, David would do all this, and he would say, after a while, he would turn around, even in the next sentence, and say, why are you so upset? I'm paraphrasing. Why are you upset? Why are you losing hope? Why are you nervous? Just knowing that God is with you. David says, "I would have fainted." In other words, I would have died. I would have faded away had not I known to live to see the goodness of the Lord. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're living to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. So like he said, in the Psalms he said, look, even if the waters swell and the mountains are moved, God is still there. Oh, yes, he is. He is our refuge. And even in the face of total destruction, like a few years, even with COVID, in the midst of that, when people were dropping like flies, yeah, every time you turn on the news, these people died, this one, and to the point that they didn't even have enough in the hospital morgue, and even it just seems like funeral homes were overloaded. You couldn't even have a funeral right away. Let me tell you what, God is still. He's still in the midst. You know why we know? Because you and I are still here. We're talking about it. We know that he brought us through, and he will take us through. Oh, yes, we are standing on the promises of God. So he's not merely a temporary shelter. Listen to somebody, listen. God's not a merely a temporary shelter, but God is our eternal refuge. He is our eternal strength, and he can provide strength in any circumstance. So when we receive sad news and Lord knows of loved ones passing and so much is going on, yes, our heart drops. Yes, we get upset, but yet we know God is a healer. He is a sustainer. And God will deliver. God is a comforter. He's a comforter, and he's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Praise God. We have to know that God is near, near to them that be of a broken heart. And he saves such as be of a contrite spirit, a sad spirit, a heavy spirit. My God, the word says God is in the midst, and we shall not be moved. Hallelujah. God will fight our battles. Uh-huh. The battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. And when God speaks to the enemy is scattered. That's why the scripture says, let God arise, and the enemies be scattered. When the enemies come in like a flood, the scripture says, by my spirit, he says, I will raise up a standard against him. Who can stand against the Almighty God? Who can stand against the fortress? Who can stand? He's the army all by himself. Who can stand? When God speaks that the earth will melt, my Lord, hallelujah. Listen, we're going through now with no rain, and he says hardly any rain in sight. They depend on the Lord. I don't care whether people say they love the Lord, they don't love him, they serve him, they don't serve him. Every one of us are very much dependent upon God. Makes no difference how much money you have in the bank, what your clout, what your title is. We are all dependent upon God for every single day. Some people say, well, Lord, no, I got plenty of money. I can do this. I can buy my way. I can get the best of whatever. Makes no difference. If God doesn't speak to you, if God doesn't touch your body, we won't even wake up the next day. We won't even be able to get up out of the bed. Let me tell you what, we are depending on God, and we acknowledge him in all our ways. Yes, he will direct our paths, knowing that God is with us. So just to recap, be still and know that I am God. He says, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth, knowing that the Lord of hosts is with us, God of Jacob. He's the God of Jacob. He is our refuge. He's, as the scripture says, he's my rock. That means that's durable. You know, rocks don't break up easy. Jesus is our rock. Standing. Hallelujah. Yeah, our fortress, I just told you, that's a place of safety and security and protection. He's our deliverer. He's our God. He's our strength. He's our buckler. He's our shield between us and harm. He stands right there in between. And the Bible says that he will uphold us with his mighty right hand. Hallelujah. You see, he's the horn of our salvation. It's a symbol of his might and his power. He's our high tower. He's the high place, high above our enemy. God is in our midst, and God is with us. Isn't that awesome? Glory to God. I know you have to be encouraged tonight. I am encouraged tonight. I love the Lord, and I know you do too. I know everybody on this line have to know that, yes, God is with me. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. We can make it. So tonight we're going to do something a little bit different for the prayer. And I thank God he allowed me to get through what I needed to speak on tonight without coughing. I am kind of taking meds for this bronchitis, but God is still good. You know why? Because he's right with me, and he's in the midst. So what I have done tonight, what I want to do is I've asked our sister Geraldine C. if she would give us our closing prayer, and I am going to go in and unmute these lines. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to try to do that to unmute the line and get back to her. Then, once I unmute the line, I want you to mute your lines. Once I unmute, you unmute all the lines, mute your line. And then, at that point, Sister Geraldine will. Amen. Praise God. So God, glory to God. Come, praise God. So go ahead and mute your line. Everyone, mute your line right now, except Sister Geraldine. Hallelujah. And Sister Geraldine, you're there? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And we don't know all the prayer requests here, but God knows. Hallelujah. And we're believing God. And we're just thank God for you. And won't you just let go and let God minister through prayer through you. Go ahead.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Good afternoon to all. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we want to thank you, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for this day, for a day that we have never seen before. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, your kindness, your joy, and your peace. God, you are so good. We want to thank you, dear God, that on this day was set aside for Juneteenth Day, a day of freedom, and we want to just thank you for that, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, we want to just thank you for being a provider, for being a protection over us, dear God. Dear God, you protect us as we drive up and down the dangerous highways. Dear God, you protect our homes when we are sleeping. You protect our homes when we are away from home. And for that, God, we want to say thank you. We want to just thank you, God, for all things, dear God. We just want to just thank you, God, because you are in our midst. You are with us, God. You are with me, God, and God, I want to say thank you. Dear God, sometimes we got to be just like Jacob. He just wrestled with the angels all night long, and he would not let go until you bless his soul. So, God, whatever that we are dealing with, whether we're sad, whether we're lonely, whether we have financial problems, whether we don't have our job, dear God, you're still good, and we want to just thank you. We want to just thank you, God, in the midst of it all. And, dear God, we just want to say a special prayer for our pastor and our first lady. Please continue to heal her body, dear God. And, dear God, we want to say a special prayer for our church mother, for Deacon Walter Brown, our church father. I want to say a prayer for Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper, a special prayer for Pastor Roy Flitton's family. I want to say a special prayer for Petersfield Baptist Church family, for the deacons and the trustee board, dear God. We just want to just thank you, God, for your goodness. Dear God, we just want to thank you for all of the churches all over the land. We want to just thank you, God, because you're so good. Dear God, we want to just thank you that this week we'll be changing seasons and going into the summertime. And, dear God, we just want to just thank you for that. We just want to ask you, God, that you will continue to protect us from the sun. Dear God, that you will keep us hydrated. Thank you, dear God, for providing water and keeping us just thirst quenched. Dear God, we want to just thank you for all things. We want to just thank you, God, for our families. I thank you, God, for my husband. I thank you for my siblings. I thank you for my children and my grandchildren. Dear God, just bless them in a mighty way, those that are close and those that are far. Dear God, make ways and meet needs. Dear God, I want to just thank you for Sister Betty Ann Davis. Dear God, continue to heal her body. Dear God, I just want to just thank you for my sister-in-law, Wanda Royal, and my brother, Wesley Royal. Dear God, continue to strengthen her body, dear God. Just thank you, dear God, for the caregivers all over the world, dear God. You know exactly what they need, dear God, and I want to just thank you. God, you're so good, you're so kind, you're so merciful, and God, we love you. At this time, I would like for everybody to unmute their lines and just say, God, we love you. God, we thank
God,
you.
God, we love you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. Hallelujah. God, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're so good. You're good to us, God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. You are a mighty, mighty God, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're always with us. Glory to your name. We honor you. We praise you, God. How we worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. You are a provider. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you for way making, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You make a way out of no way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You're worthy to be praised. For the prayers tonight. Praise God. We thank all of you for being on this Dream Team prayer line. Continue to pray one for the other. Hallelujah. And continue to pray for those, even though we didn't call names, but God knows. He knows all that on that prayer list. He knows all the needs. He knows everyone, but every one of us, every one of our needs. Sister Geraldine, thank you for your obedience. Thank you. I asked her at the last minute if she would just come and pray. But let me tell you, when you have that prayer wheel turning on the inside, glory to God, it's not hard to begin to talk to the Lord. So I want to say thank you all again for being on this line. Continue to be blessed to the Lord. Have a blessed night. And be encouraged. And we look forward to seeing you all on Sunday morning at 10:30 at corporate prayer. God bless you. We love you. Be encouraged. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.